trying to prove ourselves worthy to God is like carrying a cross up a mountain. And the cross gets heavier the farther you go, until you're crushed by the weight of it and you fall all the way back down to the bottom. The harder thing to do is to put down the cross and say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And when we do that, we'll see that there was no cross on our back, because someone already carried it up that mountain a long time ago. Someone who didn't ask us to earn it. Someone who didn't need us to prove anything. We are invited to come without the cleaned up image, without a list of accomplishments, without any proof or claim of being worthy. We are invited to come to God empty-handed, a bare soul, because there is a love that is not earned, and there is grace that does not come as a reward, and there is salvation that came when we were dirty inside and out. And friends, it is not dirt that defiles us, and it is not our willpower or our work that makes us clean. It is Jesus who makes us clean. It is only Jesus. There is a place deep within us where we need him as desperately as the Canaanite woman. But it is hard to recognize our own needs when we're pretending to be okay. What would happen if we dropped that list of accomplishments that makes us feel worthy? What would happen if we took off that external image that makes us feel clean? Because in God's eternal perspective, he sees us through the same eyes that watched us crucify his son. He sees straight through us to the lowest point of our need, and he loves us there. What would happen if we lower our defenses, bare our souls, and seek true healing and transformation at the lowest level? Come, bare soul. Come into the presence of Jesus and see what rises up from the depths within you. Christ said that we look not to what's on the outside, but to what is rising up from within. Pride came up from the depths of the Pharisee. Repentance came up from the depths of the tax collector. Faith came up from the depths of the Canaanite. Let's take a moment of silence to pay attention to our own hearts, to listen for what might be rising up in us in response to the scriptures today.
Let us stand and join in singing, Give Me Jesus.